Welcome to Journeying the Psalms, a short-form podcast series. I'll be going through the 44 Psalms I've arranged and recorded with my dear friends, the McGraths. Each week, I will share reflections on a Psalm of the Week, a little bit of background to the song arrangement, a thought or two to ponder as you listen, and an accompanying journal with some further reflections and invitations to prayer and practice. This series looks at how the Psalms speak into our lives, how they can get in touch with our deeper emotions and help us better understand ourselves, how they can lead us to live fuller, more honest, more authentic lives, and how they show us a bit of who God is and who we're invited to be in the world. Today's Psalm is Psalm 31, Rock of Refuge. Here's the intro from the journal. This prayer for strength, courage, and refuge during a time of distress is combined here with the Irish traditional song, Spensel Hill. The psalm resolves by transitioning into a testament to God's help in the past and an encouragement to those in distress as it offers the words, "May courage fill your hearts." When we first recorded this album, my kids loved the refrain, "When I am afraid." And my daughter had the great idea to have a child's voice sing that part. We weren't able to record it that way, but I always remember that when we sing it, hearing that phrase in a child's voice. Rock of refuge when I'm afraid. Fear shows up in all of us in so many different ways. Sometimes we might withdraw, sometimes we will lash out, sometimes we'll place blame on others or maybe on ourselves or on God. Sometimes fear puts us on edge. To take care of our own fears, we need to find a place of safety within ourselves. And so many of the prayers in the Psalms speak of refuge, finding that place of safety in prayer. I think especially with today's understanding of our biology and how we respond to stressful situations, it's so important for us to know what that safety feels like and to be able to find that in the context of prayer, sitting in that refuge with God as we tend to our deeper emotions. This is a way that we can find balance and regulation for our own lives and then, importantly, to be able to provide that place of safety for others. In this way, we can be a part of creating a more peaceful world. And I like the way this psalm turns toward the end to offer a message of courage to others who are in a fearful time. It says, "All who wait for God, let courage fill your hearts."
Be a rock of refuge for me and a fortress when I'm afraid. Incline your ear unto me and come quickly to my aid. Take me from the net that binds me and deliver me from scorn. I commit my spirit to your hands. Please shelter me from harm. Rock of refuge, rock of refuge, rock of refuge, when I am afraid. Be merciful unto me, for my heart is in distress. My eyes are filled with grief, and my soul is weighed down. My body is spent with sorrow, and my ears from sighing, oh. My strength, it fails from misery, my bones, they waste away. But
I trust in you forever, for you are my God. My times are in your hands. Let your face shine on me now. I'll praise you and rejoice in you. Please listen to my plea. Be a rock of refuge for me and a fortress when I'm afraid. Blessed be the Lord for God's steadfast love for me. God heard my supplication when I cried out for help. My refuge and my fortress, I will thank God with my song. Be strong, all those who wait for God. May courage fill you. Fortress when I'm afraid.